Hi, and welcome again to Outside the Box, where we don't shy away from conflict. Today's topic is our war culture. Tucson, Iraq, Virginia Tech, Afghanistan, Oklahoma City, Vietnam. These are places of mass killings and war. Does it make you wonder whether our society is violent and warring by nature? That it's in our genes? The answer is absolutely not, according to anthropologist Douglas Fry. It's all in our culture, and he's found over 80 war-free societies to prove it. Fry accepts the fact that all humans have anger, and, at least in rare cases, use violence to address conflicts. But he's certain that war, group-against-group violence, that causes serious injury and death, is neither natural nor inevitable. Fry describes in some detail a number of these 80-plus groups, such as the Nubians and Jutuasi in Africa, the Samai and Palian in Asia, Sami, Laps, and Norwegians in Europe, Inuit and Hutterites in North America, Siriono in South America, and Mardu in Australia. These groups occasionally endure other physical aggression, such as feuds, revenge acts, and quarrels over relationships, but never war. These societies have discovered a huge variety of conflict resolution methods that we might use occasionally, but are practiced routinely and consistently in those cultures. They also have established a value system that gives its members a strong message. Solving this problem nonviolently is consistent with our positive values. Using violence is immoral and not acceptable. The Mehenaku, for example, use wrestling as a way to settle disputes. Samais have a formal mediation assembly called a Bechara. In many societies, those in conflict simply avoid each other or don't speak to each other. Some act as if there's no disagreement, what Fry calls toleration. When an entire band or tribe feels threatened by another group, they often move rather than maintain close contact. That could set off a conflict. There are many forms of negotiation, compromises, one person or side apologizing and accepting blame, compensation, or gift exchanges. In each case, people in conflict talk directly to each other. And there are third-party interventions, including informal peacemaking, mediation, informal arbitration, and binding arbitration, all of which are practiced by both nonviolent war-free societies and others. Most of these groups are bands or tribes of just a few thousand, although there are larger established national groups, like the Norwegians. Some are nomadic hunter-gatherers. Others have lived in the same place for centuries. Their leadership is shared and often dispersed. They tend to be egalitarian, rather than having formal class structures and hierarchies. And women often have as much, or nearly as much, power as men. Fry emphasizes that person-to-person or family-to-family conflicts only become community-to-community conflicts, that is, war, when it's culturally acceptable. But he found over 80 societies where war is taboo. Well, he notes that more settled in one place, more populous, more technologically developed, more class-based and non-egalitarian, and more competitive societies are more likely to fight wars. The primary factor in whether or not a society engages in war is the cultural lens through which it sees war. These 80-plus groups see war as always bad, so they simply don't do it. Do you think war is inherent in our culture? Is violence inherent in all humans? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll try viewing war through the lens of always and totally bad, and see if it fits.